Okay, here we are at Aylesbury, Craig. Top of the table they were this morning. The results 3-3. Talk me through how you feel about that.
Yeah, really, really, really pleased. Excellent performance. I thought we were the better team in the first half. Probably deserved to be more than the one up. They had a good chance early on, which Aaron cut back and dealt with well in the end. We missed a really, really good chance with Dan Russell with a header. There wasn't an awful lot more in the game, and we were 1-0 up at half time. Probably needed another goal. They've come out second half and were quite lively, and as they were, they're a good team. They've got good players going forward. Got ahead, 3-1 ahead, and the character of the lads to come back to 3-3 is absolutely magnificent. It does feel like a win, really. To go to top of the league is always difficult. And we've come away with a point from being 3-1 down fairly late on, so made up with it.
Yeah. So at 3-3, 10 minutes to go, they didn't look like scoring again. It was all us for the last 10 minutes. I counted 3 or 4 good efforts. How close were we to winning it?
Yeah, it was a difficult one, really. We were sort of like, you know, we don't know whether to stick or twist. Do we want to keep the point or really bomb on for that winner, you know, the 4-3? In the end, I think we did it just about right. We sort of half went for it and kept the back door locked as well. And to come back with a point, you know, we're really happy with. I'm sure they were fully expecting 3 points today. They had an air about them of invincibility and that they're, you know, the top of the league. That's what you get when you're up the top there. I don't think they were really expecting us to play as we did, because we really gave them a tough game and thoroughly deserved the point, in my opinion.
On the player side, you know, you started today with Luke King, who everyone at the club will remember when he was with us 3 seasons ago. But he only stayed on the pitch for, 6-7 minutes. What's the story with Luke?
Yeah, he's been out for a long time. Obviously, we got him on loan from Alex Pike's Gosport through a relationship I've had with Alex for a long time. And we know Luke well, as you said. He's been out for a long time with his knee. He's had a few games back and he was really trying to get himself back into the Gosport frame. He's come off early with a jarred knee. He's had to go off to get it checked out. I'm really hopeful that it's nothing too bad. He did play on for a little while, so that hopefully that's a good sign. But we're, you know, that's the only sour note of the day, really, that's happened, and really hopeful that, you know, it's just a little impact thing, and because he's been out for a while, maybe he's feeling his way back in, hopefully.
Okay, which leaves us with the next game, which is, of course, back with the FA Cup on Saturday. Hartley-Whitney, local derby. What are your thoughts about that game?
Very tough game. We've seen them play twice now. We'll have a good idea of what they did today as well. So we'll be well clued up on what they do. We know a few of their players. A couple of them have been with us over the years, and I've played with one or two others as well. So, yeah, we're going to know everything there is to know about them. I'm sure that they'll be riding the crest of a wave in terms of, you know, the fact that they've scored more goals than anyone else at up to the top 5 steps in non-league, I believe, and they're unbeaten. They beat Banbury comfortably. So, yeah, they're a very, very good team. It's going to be like a Southern League game, and we're going to need to go there and mirror what we've done today. And if we do that, then I've every confidence that we'll get a result that we want. If we don't, then it'll be difficult. You know, there's no way that we'll be taking them for granted. They're a very good team, and we're really looking forward to the game. We can have a good week's training now after a really impressive point away from home, where I doubt anyone was expecting us to get the points. So yeah, we're really, really looking forward to the FA Cup game next week after a really good performance today, and the lads are really pleased with it.